Hello, hello, hello. Friday is here and we are on the air again. Now that's old terms from the radio days, but we are on the channel today and it is Friday and I'm excited about it. I'm George Watkins. If you have not been here before, thank you for stopping by. Spend a little time with us to see if it's something that is timely for you, a word from the Lord in season. Amen. Welcome. This is the end of the week. Friday, you know, is my favorite day of the week, so it must be payday, or we get out of school, or vacation starts. Something happens on Friday that makes it special. Well, I want to talk about rules. The rules of the game today, and see if we can hear the Lord speak to us about the next step, the next thing ahead of us that we need to do. Amen. If you haven't subscribed, do so. Thank you for that. And on Facebook, you like me and do a friend thing and all that good stuff and share this with someone. Some of you are very faithful with sharing. I really appreciate that. And there are a number of you that have been faithful in your support financially. That is such a blessing and such a honor to be able to carry on into the future, you know, ahead of us with your help. All right. Well, we're talking about rules of the game. How do we play the game? A couple of days ago, I went to the last T-ball game of my five-year-old grandson. Now, T-ball is where you set it on the tip of a plastic wand or stick, and the ball sits there, and you swing it at it until you hit it. And if you miss, you swing again, and you swing again. The other team is standing out there at ready. They have their gloves on and they're crowded out there in a big semicircle waiting to get your ball. You hit it and they dive for it and you run for first base. Well, what's missing here is rules. There's no strikeouts. Nobody's tagging you, so you can walk if you want to. And nobody's putting anybody out. It's all just a good practice time. Well, I was looking at that and was reminded of life without rules. Takes away something from the game. I mean, we're going through the motions, but if there's no rule or law, if we don't have principles, if there's not a system of obedience, then it gets really cloudy. Well, our society has boiled down to pumping out stuff like that out of our educational system, out of our families that have lived here for a while in this system with no rules. Doesn't matter if you work or not, now you can get a subsidy check and you can get help from the government. I know people in town personally that have not worked for years, and yet they eat, they have a television, they live in a place where there's, you know, it's an apartment of some kind, and some of them even drive a car. But somehow they've found out that the government will pay for you not to work. Uh-oh. Now, I was listening to Larry Elder the other day. He ran for governor in California last year. And he's been a commentator. He was one of the first black men to break into the sports leagues in a certain level. And I forget which league it was. But he's talking about the society we're in. And he said, the greatest problem we have is no fathers in the house. And this is really concerning, his concern would be the black community. And he said, when they came along, and it was probably Johnson, President Johnson, or one of those, that begin to pay the mother for not, if you don't have a man in the house, if there's no man living in this house, then we will give you this much money. If there's a man living there, you don't get anything. So it began to promote unwed mothers and houses without a man. And he said the greatest problem the black community has, and it goes across the board, every community, is no fathers. And so the prisons, the high percentage of men, especially in prisons, come from a fatherless home. Now, what is that? That's a rule that has been broken. The rule is that a man and a woman should marry, and they would cleave together or bond together, and they would become one. They should leave mother and father and form their own households. And then the whole structure starts again. There's the man and the woman become one. They begin to lead the household. They both have positions in that household of authority and responsibility. And under the shadow, or not the shadow, but the umbrella of that protection, children are raised in peace, and they have discipline, they have rules, and they have judgment if they break the rules. Now, sometimes the judgment can be as simple as, you don't get to go play with your friends now because you have not cleaned your room, or you have not finished your homework. You don't get to go out tonight. You don't get to spend time with your friends or borrow the car, however old they are. That's a rule. And what happens if you put a judgment or a penalty on the rule, then the worth, it's worth something to do the job because you get a reward. If I was getting, which can happen, I was getting free money, they paid me to stay home, like they're doing in the Scandinavian countries, Denmark or Sweden, one of those countries. They pay you so much money a month, $2,500 or something like that a month, and you don't have to do anything for it. You can stay home if you want. So I don't need to go to work, so I probably won't go to work unless I'm really passionate about what I'm doing. If it's something I love, then I'll keep going. If it's something I don't like, then I'm staying home. Why? Because you broke the rule. The rule is, if you don't work, you don't eat. Well, that was a rule. My dad had a rule when I became a teenager. He said, if you live in my house, you go to my church. And if you don't do it, you don't eat. Well, you say, whoa, that was a tough one. Well, I had needed some discipline. I wasn't thinking of quitting, but that was kind of the rule. You eat my food, you go to my church. He was a pastor. He was a pastor, by the way. He wanted that extra congregant in there. So, breaking the rules. My grandnephew told me one time, he was a professor in San Francisco, and it was in the days of the 60s when things were just going crazy. And he said some of these kids would get so high on drugs that they would stare at the sun until they went blind. Or someone running down the beach and spraying hairspray in their mouth as they're running until they died. Now, that's so sad, and it's such a dark thought, but it's the extreme of breaking rules. You just don't do that and live. All right. Jesus said that if you believe, you shall receive. That's a rule. That's how it happens. You believe and you receive. The farmer has a rule. He takes the seed out of the bag and casts it out on the ground. If he doesn't do that, he gets no harvest. That's a rule. What is in your life today that needs to be adjusted? Something's not coming up. Something's not turning around. Something's not working. Could it be there's a rule that needs to be enacted? The big one out of the Old Testament is Deuteronomy 28. And it says, if you keep my commandments, these things will happen to you. We've preached on it. I've done series of teachings on it. It's a great, great study in the rule book of God. So he said in the 28th verse, he said, now it shall be, if you will diligently obey the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments, which I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. Did they do that? Well, once in a while. They were good at breaking the rules. And what happened then? The Philistines come in and beat the snot out of them. They got packed off to Nebuchadnezzar's Babylon, and they got thrown in prison in Egypt. Why? Because they broke the rules. Now, it goes on to say, all these blessings shall come upon you. Now, we've taken this, and rightly so, we have taken this into the new covenant because of the faith of Abraham and because of the promises of God. If we will obey and diligently hearken unto the word of the Lord. So here's one. Matthew 6, Lord's Prayer or the disciples' prayer. If you forgive, I'll forgive. Whoa. So forgiveness then is a rule. It's not just an option. Forgiveness is a rule. If I don't forgive, I'm bound up in that sucker, just like the person I'm not forgiving. Here's another one. Give and it shall be given to you. Press down, shaken together. Well, I'm not going to give. I just want to get. I'm not giving nothing. Just give it to me. Well, guess what? You end up with nothing eventually. Oh, you might grab a few things along the way, you know, steal something or snatch something. But eventually you'll be without anything, because Matthew 25 says that the person that clutched it instead of investing in. Remember the three fellas that were investors? One of them invested this, and the second one invested two, and so forth. They were multiplied. The guy that clutched it, didn't obey the rule, didn't invest it, God took it, the master took it away from him. And you see people that have broken the rules in investments, broken the rules and in daily situations. Marriage relation is based on rule. You don't say things and you say things right. You don't say the wrong things and you say the right things. If you've been married more than 25 minutes, you probably found that out already. Matter of fact, you'd never get married unless you say the right things. I love you. You're the best thing in the world. I've found you and I'm going to keep you. Marry me. You know? That's how it works. I'm 54 years this year because we learned a long time ago, early on, not to say I hate you, this is the awfulest day of my life. Get out of my face. No. If we're going to think that or feel it, we had to be sure we took that to the Lord and didn't let the sun go down on our anger or wrath. Okay, that's not a marriage counseling today. But we're talking about keeping the rules. Now, Paul said we need to assemble together. And that's the big group and the little group. You need to have someone to assemble with, to speak to. You need to have a spiritual confidant, someone you can talk to about your heart and your life. Most generally, it can be a husband or wife. Often it's not, because of maybe some misunderstanding or or you just need someone's counsel, that's good. A pastor, a spiritual leader, a prayer group leader, a sister in the Lord, a brother in the Lord, someone, that's that small group. But the large group you need to meet with also, that's the church, that's the gathering, that's the place we gather. Well, keep the rules. And here's a rule for you. Subscribe. Well, that's not really a rule. That's just what I like you to do. Amen. So Deuteronomy 28 says that if you will, you'll be blessed. You're blessed in the city, blessed in the country. Your offsprings will be blessed. Whoa, man, how can we not do that? My offsprings, I just went and picked my granddaughter, little two-year-old sweetie, up from kindergarten. Kindergarten, it's not kindergarten. I know how to talk. And I'm thinking now I couldn't imagine this in my 30s and 40s, but how we pass on the blessing to our grandkids and to their children. Because I keep the rules. Now, keeping the rules is a Holy Ghost thing. You don't do it in your own strength. You ask God every day for grace. Grace is the enabling power to do the will of God. And every day I ask the Lord for the grace to be obedient to what I know to do. And if I do what I know to do, He will lead me. You see, because we walk in the light we have. If you walk in the light you have, He'll give you more light to walk in. That's revelation. That's understanding. Now, there was one day I didn't know I shouldn't spit on the sidewalk. But then they put a sign up and said, do not spit on the sidewalk. Well, okay, I won't do that anymore because I want to be a good citizen. In Singapore, you can't buy bubble gum or chewing gum in Singapore because they don't want it on the sidewalk. And so they just outlawed it from the whole island state. And if you spit on their sidewalks, you're going to be down on your hands and knees scrubbing it up. Why? Because they made a rule. They didn't want the sidewalks all dirty. Lord, I ask today for a revelation in anything we're missing in the rule sets. What do I need to adjust in my daily walk, in my prayer life, in my word life, in my relational life? Is there something I need to adjust to come to the rules? Amen. I know this sounds like a heavy weight for some of the younger people because they live free. I'm a free agent. Okay, well, we'll see about that when you go to collect your first check if you haven't gone to work. Amen. I love you guys. This is a good day to be alive, good day to be a spiritual person. Amen. And Paul refers to those spiritual persons that they should do certain things differently than non-spiritual people. So that's you and I on a Friday as we say, Sunday night at 6 o'clock, we will see you then with a good word from the Lord. Tell somebody about our broadcast. And if God's nudging you to send us a financial blessing, a financial support, we receive it and bless you back many, many times over as the Lord blesses you for your generosity. You can do that through PayPal right below in the show notes. And the address is there for snail mail. Amen. We love you guys, and we will see you in the morning, Sunday night at 6 o'clock. We will see you. Until then, be strong, be aware of those around you, be sensitive to those who have needs. Until then, God bless.